This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, the big question is, are you that exceptional American I'm talking about? And I think you are because you're listening to this radio show. That's all the evidence that I need. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on. A much anticipated day today because the Mr. Horowitz, the Inspector General for, all things at the Justice Department and within the FBI, is about to release a report that is going to be, well, it's highly anticipated, of course, but what's the content? It looks like it's going to be pointing fingers at James Comey in a lot of different directions, but also a lot of other people that have been, less than honorable and candid in the FBI, which we've all been watching this whole thing play out with the Russia false narrative that was brought us Robert Mueller in the special counsel, which is really kind of interesting because it's done nothing more than yield evidence that shows that Barack Hussein Obama and John Brennan and all the others were actually spying, and I'm going to use that term, I know everybody objects to that, the spying on Donald Trump and his campaign. This is a very, very big moment in American history, having this come out, because law enforcement, especially at the federal level, FBI, and all the other intelligence gathering agency has been under the gun and under the fallout that's come from, really, I'm going to call it Spygate, as in Watergate fame. So with us right now is Scott Adams with the Scott Adams Show, who's been following this intensely. Scott Adams' show comes on just before Agenda 21 Radio, and we're really happy to have him back because he is our insider in Washington. Scott, your thoughts on what's going on with the IG report today?
Oh, I think it's going to be a big day. And, take a broad look at this, it's Well, it's truly unprecedented. We've never seen such corruption. But, you know, are we really surprised in a post-Obama America? The guy just really entangled our inner departments in a way that our Constitution really wasn't equipped to defend. But really, our founding fathers, I think they thought that we would never elect such a radical anti-Americanist as Barack Obama turned out to be. Thank God he has no legacy left. Thank God for Trump. And happy birthday to Trump, by the way. Today is Trump's birthday, and he's going to have a big birthday with this IG report. Also, to spell even more damning news for the Democrats, it's Flag Day to boot. So that's going to, you know, be a big problem for the Democrats. And, of course, we have the baseball game that comes a year to the day where a Bernie Sanders supporter tried to murder, you know, half the Congress, the Republican caucus. But to look at this IG report is to say that we are going to learn several things. We're going to learn that Comey was corrupt, that McCabe was corrupt, and this is going to draw into great question the whole concept of the Mueller special counsel, because it was Comey's firing and his leak of memos that actually was the instrument that caused Rosenstein to pick the farthest left-wing radical witch hunt component to this whole equation, the special counsel. Rosenstein, by the way, is refusing to cooperate with Nunes, and is reported that he went after Nunes's staff members simply because they were trying to interact with Christopher Steele, which was basically Mark Warner over in the Senate Intel Committee's spy.
Let's pause here, because I think with the audience, if you haven't heard, ladies and gentlemen, what this is all about is certainly stunning in American history. I mean, it's just absolutely stunning. And if I think, you know, if anything's going to overshadow, it won't overshadow the IG report today, but it's just a separate, standalone story of enormous proportions where you have Rosenstein, who is the assistant. I mean, he's not the attorney general, but he gets in conferences with people from the Congress. By the way, the Congress is supposed to provide oversight, and what that means is, if you're in the FBI or you're in the attorney general's office, if you have got to turn over documents at the request of Congress, no matter what they are, because they oversee you. And Rosenstein has the unmitigated gall to threaten the staffers of these congressional members that were in these committees with subpoenas. I mean, what in the world? I mean, you talk about a dictatorship and thinking you're your own dictatorship. This is just the most outrageous thing I have ever heard.
Yeah, so, you know, the thing is, Devin Nunes came out in the last 12 hours and said, you know, you can go after me, you can go after, but don't go after my family, don't go after my staff. And his staff was told, you know, requested to go and get some information from Christopher Steele. Well, remember, there was an exchange between Mark Warner, the Senate Intel Committee Democrat chair, and he was told, he had an exchange with Oleg Deripaska, who said, I need to contact you per Christopher Steele. And he said, shh, shh, be quick, be careful, right? Mark Warner said, be careful, don't mention Christopher Steele. Christopher Steele was Mark Warner's contact and spy.
Right.
Now, we know also that the Senate Intel Committee involved James Wolf. James Wolf was sleeping with Ali Watkins, and there's this whole corruption scandal going on within that very corrupt Intel Committee. And so you got the James Wolf, Senate Intel Committee, Mark Warner, and Oleg Deripaska and Christopher Steele. So Nunes, over in the House, had his staff members go after Christopher Steele, and basically that situation was being pressured and subpoenaed and intimidated by Rosenstein,
who
may not even be in the country right now, may be in Canada scrubbing a whole bunch of cell phones, from what a little bit of dirt I'm hearing. So I'm not sure about what's going on there. But one thing I wanted to finish up with, the grand summary of the IG report, it's going to be blasphemous to Comey. It's going to draw into question the whole Mueller investigation, but also it's going to drag in the White House because of specific testimony from Bill Priestap and John Giacalone. Those are all going to be in the IG report that's going to tie in and spell big trouble for the Obama administration, for Loretta Lynch. And I can get into more detail about that if we have time.
Well, we're coming up to a break. I want to lay a little bit more groundwork, because the latest that's coming out of Fox News, and again, shining objects, is Jeff Sessions is saying that there may be firings following this report that comes out today.
Absolutely. Peter Strzok ended up working with another guy, and I forget the guy's name, Pienka or something like that. And this was the guy that was working with him with Uma Abedin's laptop, mm-hmm, and Anthony Weiner in New York, also working with this other part. But John Giacalone was the main investigator for Hillary Clinton, and he worked 7 months on that until Peter Strzok, Bill Priestap, Andrew McCabe got involved and took it over, and then basically made it all corrupt. But there's a lot of details as to how you tie the White House into this, and this is all going to come out in this IG report. Bill Priestap changing the word president to senior White House official. Peter Strzok sending a text to Lisa Page saying the White House is running this. This all then goes through Loretta Lynch, and it's going to call into question what was being said on the tarmac meeting with Bill Clinton. Then you got the Bruce and Nellie Orr equation.
Yeah.
Bruce and Nellie Orr tie in the Fusion GPS.
Hang on. Hold that thought. And we've got a lot of expanding to do here in the next hour, so stay with us. We're with Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show, and we're breaking out this IG report that's going to be coming down just today. Happy birthday, Donald Trump, I might add. We'll be back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Do you toss and turn all night, can't sleep because your spouse is snoring, or wake up with neck pain or a headache? If you're not getting the sleep you need, now you can with MyPillow.
I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and I had all these problems too. I tried every pillow out there and nothing worked, so I invented MyPillow. My patented fill does something no other pillow can do. MyPillow lets you adjust it to your exact individual needs regardless of sleep position and stays that way all night long so you get the best sleep of your life.
Before MyPillow, I had difficulty sleeping through the night. Now with MyPillow, I have a good night's sleep every night.
I tried a couple other more expensive pillows that were the foam pillows or memory foam, and it just didn't really work. As soon as I tried the MyPillow, it worked out great.
Other pillows go flat, causing you to fold them over or use your arm for support, which can cause pain. Hard foam pillows can raise your head too high, making you very uncomfortable. But the revolutionary MyPillow has patented fill that won't go flat and keeps your neck supported and aligned to your exact individual need. MyPillow helps you get and stay in deep sleep all night long.
Call now or go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code
AGENDA
to save over 50% on one of my best offers ever. I invented MyPillow because I believe everyone should get a great night's sleep. I do all of my own manufacturing in my home state of Minnesota, and every part of MyPillow is made in the USA. It's machine washable and dryable, and it comes with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a full 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own.
Call now or go to MyPillow.com. Use this promo code
AGENDA,
and Mike will give you one of his best offers ever. Save over 50% on a 4-pack with 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. That's right, save over 50%. MyPillow comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-MYPILLOW.
800-266-4715. Use the promo code AGENDA. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Please remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Also, newcaliforniastate.com and Red State Talk Radio. Red State Talk Radio, Talk Monster for Agenda 21 Radio and Talk Monster for the Nation, 36 hours of live, I'm telling you, live talk radio every single day. You just can't beat that. We're with Scott Adams at the Scott Adams Show, and we're talking about this release of the IG report by Mr. Horowitz, which is going to, you know, we're getting some leaking now coming from this, from the other side. And Jeff Sessions, who, by the way, recused himself early on, of course, and of course, much to the chagrin of people talking about, you know, shouldn't have done it, and Trump's coming out against him and all this stuff. I think in the long run, when people see what has happened here in with this Inspector General report, there won't be mention of Jeff Sessions. It's going to be clean of Jeff Sessions. So he's clean. And, you know, see, I don't know. I think that what Jeff Sessions did was looking to be more like an act of brilliance and recusing himself than anything else. Your thoughts, Scott?
Absolutely. So, you know, it looks to me like it's like this. You have... you go back to the Roman gladiator times where you have these people just fighting in the ring. And we'll call that ring the deep swamp. And so, you know, this would have really bogged down the Sessions, you know, basically contribution to the border security, immigration, and a lot of the other big fights that we have going on, voter ID, voter fraud, a lot of the things that Sessions has really done great work on. And he recused himself from this, probably knowing exactly that this was a big, huge snake pit. And I could just imagine that Trump and Sessions are sitting up at the top of the Coliseum and just watching them eat each other.
Right.
And this is what's going to happen between Priestap, McCabe, and Comey. They are, and by the way, the one who's going to win out of that, Priestap. Priestap is the most dangerous, baddest dude in the FBI. He is a tough hombre. And this is a guy that I think has the dirt on everybody. But what's going to happen is it's going to go up the chain, as it always does. So Priestap can implicate McCabe. McCabe can implicate Comey. Comey can implicate who? Loretta Lynch.
Mm-hmm.
Loretta Lynch implicates who? Obama. It goes right up the chain. This cancer is going to go right to the brain. And that brain
is
Obama's brain. You know, And they're going to eat each other is what's happening. And Sessions is just sitting back and letting it happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, there's going to be a whole bunch of other things. Now, I understand, I'm just throw this one in, at least the news was showing yesterday, which I really kind of doubt, is that Michael Cohen is going to turn. He's going to flip against Donald Trump. Your thoughts? I mean, especially in light of this report coming out, your thoughts?
No, my thoughts are that if you listen to Avenatti, who is running the mouth? He was basically saying, you know, that Cohen. Yeah, how do you like that? You know, Cohen has a $300,000 a week legal bill, and that's probably a stretch. But I don't doubt for one moment that Cohen is probably spending upwards of $100,000 a month on legal bills, and I think he simply can't afford it. And not only if he can afford it, I don't think he can justify it. And he's a pretty good attorney, actually, in his own right. He's a pit bull. He's a tough hombre. And he knows what to do. I don't think he's going to flip. I just think he realizes that this is too expensive. He's not going to wipe out his whole life savings going in the path and the direction. But they just dumped like 3.5 million documents on him. So what Mueller is trying to do is destroy the lives of Michael Caputo, General Flynn, Paul Manafort, and Michael Cohen. For what? For something that got started that should have never been started. And we're going to learn that today, that Comey was rightfully fired. Now, let's regroup a little bit. Go back. It was Rod Rosenstein that was asked to formulate a letter, and he probably unwillingly did it. But, you know, given the evidence and the circumstances, he had to write an honest letter. Otherwise, he would have been exploited. So he writes the letter that says, yes, Comey did a bunch of bad things, needs to be I recommend firing. So then Trump fires Comey. Comey leaks some memos to a Columbia professor who leaks it to the press, and basically then gives the right for Rosenstein to hire the worst possible person to set up a special counsel, Mueller, and gets all of his henchmen that donated to the Clinton Foundation and go after a sitting president to try to impeach the president. That's what's at stake here. This is a soft coup. It's a coup d'etat because these liberals can't accept democracy and democratic results to elections. But that's what's in play here. And Rosenstein was a bad apple from the very start. But I think that it was the easiest hire given the circumstances of the Senate being a very slow walk Senate where they appoint people at a very slow pace. They were even trying to get Jeff Sessions in every case. But Jeff Sessions was smart enough. He didn't get bogged down with this, but he knew that the evidence was already in place. They would have already gotten them dead to rights, and that eventually they'd start turning on each other, which is happening, and the swamp would eat itself. And at the end of the day, you just simply clean up the mess with all the dead bodies you throw in the trash.
That's right.
And the ones left standing are the only ones you are going to have to deal with at this point.
You know, when Claude Rains in Casablanca, you know, all of a sudden he's blowing the whistle and telling everybody to get out of Rick's Cafe, and we play this in the second hour of the show. I'm shocked. He says, why are you closing me down? He says, I'm shocked to see gambling going on here. That's Jeff Sessions. He is the Claude Rains of this whole deal right now. And like you said, the Roman gladiator days. It's absolutely funny to think about. But the three of them, everybody's up there just watching these guys just eat each other alive right now. And Sessions, hey, I didn't have anything. I recused myself. Hello. I mean,
Trump and Sessions' hands are going to be crystal clean.
Right.
And these people, Eric Swalwell, what is he going to do? What is he going to say? This 38-year-old whippersnapper congressman who just is the biggest dodo brain on the planet.
Well, you know, they're starting to
egg on his face.
They're starting to trot him out over what's his name? The other guy who was always out there from the Democratic. Who? I can't remember. I have a little brain freeze right now myself. But the other guy who's always out there from California, what's his name? Adam Schiff. They're using him now. And what's his last name?
Where? Swalwell?
Yes, Swallow.
Swalwell.
I'm sorry. There's some other little connotations to that. Ladies and gentlemen, given who Adam Schiff and Mr. Swalwell are. But they're trotting him out. And, I mean, this guy is a major moron and buffoon, and he gets on Tucker Carlson, and I mean, it's like, what? This is the best they got? It's another Nancy Pelosi situation.
Immigration or something like that. And it was just so ridiculous. I mean, I just couldn't believe that someone like that could actually be in Congress. And it's just so insulting.
And he's from California, isn't he? I think he's from, he can't be from California also, please.
What? Eric Swalwell is from California.
No. I know he's from California. Anyway, we've got a break coming up. We're going to come back after the break. We're going to talk to more with Scott Adams about all this thing that's coming out. I actually think I'm going to play a clip here from something that just popped up on Fox. Sessions warns firings could be coming once much anticipated IG report on Clinton email case drops. Now, you see, this is where he's going to have a lot of fun. We're talking about Jeff Sessions having a lot of fun in this whole situation. So anyway, Attorney General Jeff Sessions on the eve of the release of a long-awaited watchdog report on the Hillary Clinton email case, pointedly, I tell you, warned that findings could lead to more firings. I hate it when this happens. Let's just be gladiators. Watch the gladiators in the ring. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
unregulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. The noose is getting tighter and tighter and tighter around various people, with the FBI, Mr. Comey in particular, and several other people. According to reports that we're hearing from Fox News, is that it looks like other people may, in fact, be fired. And, you know, I don't know that... You know, if we can be so tough on these people, but we're with Scott Adams right now. And Scott, it's not going to be a surprise that people are going to be fired. And of course, it shouldn't be because of all the egregious things. The bigger surprise, I think, that's more important to a lot of people, and it's going to be a shocker. Now, I get this question all the time, Scott. I do a lot of public speaking, and people always ask about Sessions. You know, and they're complaining, they want Sessions fired, the Sessions this, the Sessions that. And I'm going, God, please, you know, leave the guy alone. I mean, the guy steps into office and he's immediately inundated with perhaps the largest scandal in American history, in which they're trying to depose the sitting president. A coup d'etat is going on, and people aren't getting it. But, you know, I've been running around protecting him, and everybody's just going, every time they mention Sessions, they know my hair stands on my head. So, but he's going to be exonerated, I think, right now.
Of course he's going to fire people. The only reason why they're still standing in the office, the only reason why Peter Strzok still has his job and his partner, Pienka or something like that, has his job and a whole bunch of other people have their jobs is because they're cooperating. And frankly, the IG report requires that these people still be employed at in the government. The IG, Michael Horowitz can't subpoena James Comey because James Comey's left the building. So that's why they have John Huber. John Huber is basically the hammer and the nail to the Horowitz 2 years of investigation. So basically, like if you wanted to subpoena the CIA or if you wanted to go ahead and look into James Wolfe's situation and press charges or get a grand jury and issue an indictment, IG report can't do that. Inspector General, it's like internal affairs in a police department. Yeah. Your jurisdiction is the department. So John Huber opened up all of this stuff so that Horowitz makes a referral and John Huber acts on it and Sessions doesn't have to get involved because John Huber's on it. And that's how this whole thing went down. But it's going to be interesting, you know, because we've talked about pre-STAP. His testimony and Peter Strzok's testimony is going to bring in the White House. And John Giacalone is going to reopen the Hillary Clinton investigation. And the Bruce and Nellie Orr team, they're going to tie in Spygate. So those are the three main tentacles to this particular issue. Again, one component is the White House. The other component is reopening the Hillary Clinton investigation. And the third component is to bring in John Brennan. John Brennan, by the way, is the author of the Christopher Steele dossier that was put together and handed over to Fusion GPS and working with Bruce and Nellie Orr to infiltrate the FBI to get them to open wiretaps and investigations and plant Stefan Halper as a spy, the whole ball of wax. And to dirty up the whole FBI, James Comey, McCabe, Priestap, Strzok, Page. Page works for the DOJ. Strzok works for the FBI. But those are the three main components and why this IG report is so big and so powerful and so damning. Because, again, it connects with the White House. It connects with reopening Hillary Clinton's investigation. And it connects with John Brennan and the State Department, in fact, with the Steele dossier, which was bought and paid for by the Democrat Party and Hillary Clinton and the whole thing. So this is a big deal, a big day.
Well, you know, you come back to John Brennan, and a lot of it's going to come back to John Brennan, I think, and Clapper and Comey. I think it's the three stooges here of all this. I think it's going to come back to him because he's really an evil dude. I don't care what anybody says.
Well, the hardest person to get out of the people you just mentioned is Clapper. Clapper's probably going to get away with it because he was smart enough to stay above it all.
Right.
He's as dirty as all of them. He's a really bad hombre. But it's Brennan that's going to go down. And by the way, if you ever want to know who is going to go down? Look on social media and who the loudest people are. The louder they are, the harder they're going to fall.
Yep.
And Clapper's not really being a loudmouth like Brennan is or like Sally Yates is.
Or Comey.
Or James Comey.
Right.
Right. And by the way,
and you have Susan Rice somewhere along here. I mean, she's a loudmouth lying one, too. I don't know if she's going to be in this report. I doubt it, but...
But I look at it like this. I say they're getting perp walked and they're trying to spit at law enforcement all the way down the line. But their days are numbered and they know their goose is cooked.
Well, what is it Shakespeare said, thou protest too much?
Yeah.
I mean, that's really what this is. And, you know, I was alluding yesterday that when my days of student disciplining in some of the, as you said, hombres, the tough hombres with the gangsters and so on that we would always get in for various and sundry reasons, and sometimes very, very serious things. I can remember one time we were doing an investigation, actually, related to something in the school regarding a murder. And, wow, we got this one guy in, and the closer we got to the information, he started behaving like this Brennan guy, you know, always mouthing off and mouthing off and mouthing off, you know. suddenly, the way you have to interrogate and question kids in public schools, you can't do it necessarily with a police officer in there because it's different legal jurisdictions. And so we started questioning and my witnesses, and I looked at each other and says, well, you know, we just knew immediately it's probably time to bring in law enforcement. So we brought him in, and we told him what we heard, and they arrested the guy. We're at that moment right now when the loudmouth, just like that kid I was describing, and this has happened more than one time, the kid that I described is going to start, law enforcement's going to come in and take him down now. Enough of the mouthiness, they're down. And they're going to get the perp walk. And like you said, maybe they're going to put one of those spit screens over their heads.
Yeah, you know, I think the Democrats by the end of today are going to be like the Wicked Witch of the North or wherever she was from. I'm melting because, you know, after all, it is Flag Day. It's Trump's birthday. We celebrate President Trump. Then it's exactly the year to the day where they're going to have this baseball game that Trump is going to show up at. And basically, this was a Bernie supporter that tried to shoot up all the Republicans in Congress. And then the IG report drops. I mean, and you wonder how the mainstream media is to spin all this. I mean, they might as well just shut the doors and say, we're going to run supplemental programming. We're going to talk about, safari. We're going to do a safari piece. I mean, they got to get out of politics because they're not going to be able to sell this anymore. The goose is up. I mean, the jig is up. It's going to be a tough story to tell for Rachel Maddow and for a lot of these liberals that run these news outlets.
Well,
today's,
you know,
a bad day for Democrats.
It's a very bad hair day for them, and it's this whole thing is going to play out so badly in the long run for the Democratic Party all the way around, all the way to California. And Mr. Swallow and others are going to be suffering at the end of the day for any kind of explanation for why you should be lying in such a high degree. It's just absolutely amazing the level of lying that, you know, this is at the point, like I always used to say about the liars and sociopathic liars that I used to work with, is that they have forgotten which lies they've told how many times and to whom they told them to and then when they told them. They're at that point when they've run out and they forgot all.
I have to say that they're better than any liars I know. I mean, I can't believe they kept this lie going long enough.
Well, the mainstream media
enabled Russian collusion. But they have a complicit media, and that's how they've gotten away with it, really.
Yeah, it's been
when you take a look at it, this is a drop in the bucket because Horowitz is now working on Spygate. He's also worked... Oh,
we got the music, yeah. Anyway, we're going to come back in about 2 minutes. We got Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show with us right now. Guess what? FBI in the spotlight. We'll be right back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $10,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755 Coin.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show. And Scott, I was going to play this clip, just about a minute clip here, Fox News and what they're talking about here. So hang on. Well, I guess I'm not going to play it. This is one of these falsities, I always say, where they're putting up all the information about the, you know, screen. It's just sort of a YouTube thing. Anyway, so Scott, getting back into this, we're going to pull it back. They're talking about it in this article they've got up here that says that Attorney General Jeff Sessions, on the eve of the long-awaited watchdog report on the Hillary Clinton case, pointedly warned that the findings could lead to more firings. Now, when you think about it, this, and I'm going to go back to this point, in which Sessions is really showing to be himself to be brilliant by recusing himself, because now he's in a position, hey, I had nothing to do with all this stuff. I'm clean. I didn't taint this investigation one bit. But, you know, gosh, I think I'm going to fire these folks. Just, duh.
Well, you know, John Huber works for him, and John Huber knows everything that's in the IG report, I'm sure. And I think that the president's been briefed. I think he understands what's at stake here. I think that they've probably had this in the works, but they're doing all the protocol, because if the president comes out and says, oh, I've read it, I know what's in it, then there's going to be all this reporting. Should he know? Should he not know? You know, he doesn't want to distract. So he's basically saying, well, we'll see. You know, well, like the president supposedly is going to be briefed today. I think that the president knows exactly what's going on. Let's not forget, Paul, that Nunes also has the phone records for Fusion GPS. He's already seen them.
Right.
They've not been released yet. And that's going to spell big trouble for journalism today, because Fusion GPS paid journalists to carry their water. So this is going to be that. Where did they get that money? To pay the journalists? Well, they got it from Perkins Coie. Where did Perkins Coie get their money? DNC and Hillary Rodham Clinton. So,
and Clinton Foundation, that's going to sped into McCabe and all this other stuff.
Yeah, but they were all working, carrying water for Hillary Clinton, rigging an election. This is corruption like we've never seen in American history.
Now, I want to bring up another thing, because I'm going to hornswoggle this guy and have him on the show today. He doesn't know it yet. I'm going to call him up and make him come on, and that's Scott Bennett. Because, and I'm going to give him an hour to kind of maybe grog over this, and then force him on the air. But Scott Bennett is going to be exonerated also because of his findings about, you know, letting the world know that it was Hillary Rodham Clinton and Barack Obama who was funding ISIS, and that whole thing that went down. And it was James Comey, who was at Hong Kong Shanghai Bank at the time, who was facilitating the funding going to United Bank of Switzerland, which was then going on to the CIA operatives with ISIS and Al-Qaeda. I mean, this whole thing, I bring this up because McCabe was involved in Senator Dick Black's election in Virginia, because it was McCabe's wife that ended up at the last minute running against Black and trying to knock him off. And the reason why they were running against Black, because it was McAuliffe who gave her about $750,000 for her last minute campaign running against Black to throw him out, because Black had been briefed by Scott Bennett about Hillary Clinton's implications and her her involvement with the funneling of funds to Al-Qaeda and the formation of ISIS. And, of course, you can't have that going on, you know, especially in election year. So they were trying to shut up Black because he had all this knowledge by running McCabe's wife against Dick Black in Virginia. I mean, this is all, it's all connected. I mean, that's just another dot. That's not going to come out in today's report, but the implications are there. They're just starkly there. That's why I'm going to wake him up and get his butt on the radio.
Yeah, it's going to be a big day. And it's just that it's the tip of the iceberg. But, you know, I was saying I was on another show yesterday, and I was saying, you know, this is a situation where I feel like I'm watching a suspense thriller where it's too suspenseful. If I was a critic, I'd say, yeah, great suspense, too suspenseful. A thriller, too
intense,
thrilling.
Yeah.
A scary movie, too scary. I actually would like to get back to normalcy for a change. You know, I think we all would. I think that we're exhausted as a country from fighting. This is a civil war. You bet.
Oh, yeah.
It's definitely a civil war going on here between the right and the left, and we're all fighting our butts off, but we're doing it in a way that's bloodless. You know, it's for the most part, it's all virtual, it's social media, but it's today's war, and it's exhausting, but we're fighting this fight, and it's a reminder of how important the midterm election is going to be this year. This is a fight for our lives and our existence as a country.
Well, and no better place to see it play out right now than California and what's going on out here. And,
yeah, you know, I just sent you an article, by the way, and it's to me, it's disturbing that you put in all this work, and there's an article over on the Daily Caller called "More Stars on the Flag: California Split Vote Has Implications for Entire Country," and that's a Cal 3 thing that has popped up all of a sudden.
Right. Yeah.
Stealing your stuff.
Well, yeah, they're stealing our stuff. There's no question about it. Cal 3 will not happen. Cal 3 is dead in the water. It's dead on arrival, actually. And everybody and their mother, even the LA Times is pointing out the fact that it's going to cost billions and billions of dollars that nobody's anticipating. And this Tim Draper, in my opinion, is just a clueless wonder. I've interviewed him. I've talked to him off air. I've advised him. I'm in saying this was that, now this goes back to his split California six ways days, that it was wrong what he's doing and how he's doing it. Well, you know, now we have part deux, which is three states rather than six. He's going to do three, and he's going to do it his way and not the right way, which is what we're doing in New California. We're the only legitimate outfit out here doing the state split properly and legally and constitutionally. That's why it's going to fail. And it, you know, in spite of what everybody says, they're definitely stealing our thunder. And I think this is all part and parcel to the reality check that they're really trying to knock us out.
Happening. He's a big time venture capitalist. He's a Bitcoin guy. He's a get rich quick kind of scheme guy. And this is just another exploit by this guy, Draper. I don't think he has anybody but his own interests at heart with this, whereas when you take a look at New California, I think you've done it the right way. You've done it the legitimate way, the way with ethics and integrity, where you take it step by step by step, and you get the people involved to read out grievances and to really go through all of the constitutional processes to do it the right way. This guy isn't doing it that way.
No, and his attitude is is exactly what you just said. I'm trying to search for the right words because it's it's an arrogance that
narcissistic. It's a dime a dozen.
Yeah, exactly. And his thing is, I am a billionaire. I will do it my way, and everybody else will follow suit. Even I don't care about the Constitution, and that's clearly what he's relying upon, his interpretation of the California State Constitution, which really in this process matches the U.S. Constitution. But see, this is the reality distortion field that these folks live in.
And again, he's doing it for power, Paul.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's doing it for power. You're doing it for the people. You're doing it the Trump way, restoring power to the people. He's doing it the old establishment way, which is restoring power to the elites.
That's right. That's exactly what he is doing, and that's why he has so much disdain, I think, for the Constitution of the United States, which is so typical of everybody on the left. And he's just another one of those dime a dozen I hate the Constitution people from the left. That's and don't understand it. And of course, most of them are atheists. I suspect he's probably an atheist and doesn't understand the nature of the godliness of these documents. So, you know, you have all that mixed in, and you get this power grab, which is really what it is. And by the way, guys, it's going to get you 3 Democratic states in the end. Now you have 1, you're going to get 2 more. And the bottom line, the rural people of California are going to be shut out even more, marginalized even more, and dominated by the urban areas of the 3-state California solution. Now, yeah. In New California, we'll have parity with California urban areas because we're taking up all the rural areas. We'll have 18 million rural Californians becoming new Californians versus 22 million urban Californians living in old California. So we'll have some sort of parity. We'll actually, for the first time, and this is what's really important, Scott, the first time since Reynolds versus Sims, 1964, rural Californians, rural Americans will have representation that they deserve. It's the first time that's ever happened. And by the way, for those of you who have not heard, Illinois has now got their own state movement modeled after New California going on right now. They just started
in
March.
Behind Cal 3, I would never be surprised if this Cal 3 movement was in some way connected in money with Soros.
Oh,
because
yeah.
This would be something that Soros would like. And New California would be something that Soros would despise. Just get your head around that.
Well, and you know, oh, absolutely, his head's exploding right now. And you know, the thing is that Soros has already funded one of the other programs, and it's clear that his hands are all over this because, and even are the comments that we're getting. We had an explosion of comments because Fox News put up New California and showed Draper's 3-state thing. Well, we're New California. His is Cal 3, and we've been pointing that out to Fox and friends why they're doing that and continue. They did it again this morning. Not real happy. The emails have already been shot off to people at Fox News. But, you know, we get publicity from this, and we're getting, you know, the excitement because our folks are just firing on Fox News for doing this. But it brings out the nature of really truly what they're up to, which is to confuse everybody. But our people are saying, hey.
It's like throwing in a third candidate to water it down,
exactly.
Just like they've done in the past. Right? It's a very simple strategy.
But this is what New California is all. It's a constitutional process. It's not even political. It has nothing to do with politics. And see, they're trying to use politics to form a new state, and that's not the way you do it. You don't use a political formula in campaigning and tactics to destroy a constitutional movement. So we're getting a lot out of it.
It's sort of like a Corker and Flake deciding to start a third party so that they could prevent Trump from getting reelected.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Hey, Scott, we're running out of time. Tell us how we can get a hold of you.
ScottAdamsShow.com, RedStateTalkRadio.com. I air 8 a.m. Eastern Time weekdays. Scott Adams Show.
And Red State Talk Radio, the talk monster. 36 hours of continual talk radio. Thanks, Scott, for being on with us.
All right. Take care, Paul.
Awesome. Okay, so Scott Adams, Scott Adams Show. We're now moving on to the next hour. I can't wait. We're gonna wake up Scott Bennett. It's the day of Scots, I'm telling you. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Shop online at either Shooter's Paradise Online prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.